Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello! Welcome to your... I'm sorry. It's a late Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It is the 16th of April, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes, and it could be shorter today because there wasn't a whole heck of a lot of news that went on. Woo! So TechCrunch came out yesterday and said, hey, guess what? Big news. Yahoo and Foursquare are going to combine to make, I guess, the fifth square.
That is wrong.
Yahoo is not in talks to buy the service Foursquare, and that's according to multiple people familiar with the companies. Now, TechCrunch earlier was saying yesterday,
they're going to get together, and it's going to be like a $900 million price tag.
Nope. No money, no talks, no nothing. Don't know where they got this from? But see, I told you it's a slow news day, so apparently we're having to make up news now. Tumblr people, you're going to be very happy today. That is if you're using the iOS app. Finally, they're releasing a gigantic update. Now, starting it off, it's going to be a new icon.
Yeah, that's kind of nice. But what's underneath that icon? That's what we really care about.
Well, version 4.0 will allow users to start new secondary blogs where previously they had to go online to do that. Tumblr's also making it easier to post videos into a blog instead of having to embed a code. Yeah, that was a pain in the butt. It also allows users to submit posts to blogs that accept submissions, perform searches, filter by post type, and even delete blogs. There's also, for iPad users, a bit of a design refresh, shall we say. So if you are on Tumblr, it's the best you get to tumbling right on over and get that update right now. A lot of social network news today. Again, did I mention it's kind of slow? Yeah, we're scraping the bottom of the barrel today. Telling you about, yes, a new tweet discovery feature on Twitter, plus a new homepage. Yes. According to VentureBeat, Twitter has begun testing a you might like this also recommendation box. That's right along the right-hand rail of the individual tweets. It lists around 5 tweets you might like. And if you do like them and you want to see more, all you got to do is hit view more and voila, there it is. Now, this feature is just in testing, so not everybody's going to be seeing it right now, but they're telling us a public beta will be coming very, very soon. As with the new Twitter homepage, yeah, there it is, twitter.com. Go check it out. You go, yay, it's new and all that. And pretty much log in, and this is back to Twitter. So, we haven't even heard anything about the iPhone 6S or 6S Plus. Nowhere near it. Maybe we'll see something in June. Who knows? But now we're talking about the iPhone 7 already. Why the hell not? The reason why we're talking about iPhone 7 is simply because of supposedly the amazing camera that's going to be in the thing. Apple just bought the Israel-based camera company called Linx, not Linux, it's Linx, so don't get confused, for an estimated $20 million. I wonder how that went down. Did Tim Cook just reach in his pocket? Hey, how's that look to you? All right. Now, Linx technology will enable iPhone to take better, sharper images and could allow the phone to capture three-dimensional photos as well. Now, that could actually be interesting. That would be a major camera upgrade. Now, no, there's actually no indication that Apple's going to use the Linx technology for any of its products. But then again, it would be kind of stupid to lay down $20 million and go, yeah, I don't really need that. Just put it up there on the shelf. And finally, going up into space today and talking about telescopes and mirrors. Ooh. The thing about mirrors, though, is that they're kind of freaking expensive to put up there on the old telescope. And not only that, you got to worry about the things kind of, I don't know, disintegrating when you launch it. But NASA's kind of looking towards a nice shiny direction, shall we say, many little shiny things. NASA's thinking about replacing mirrors with glitter. No, I don't think the scientists have lost their mind over there. This is really what they're looking at. They're saying instead of one big mirror, how about thousands of little, tiny, little freaking mirrors on the thing? Yeah, glitter. They're actually calling this theory or project they're trying to put together called Orbiting Rainbow System. They're saying that a small cloud of glitter-like grains would be trapped and manipulated with multiple laser beams. They're saying the trapping happens because of pressure from the laser light and the momentum of the protons translate into two forces. One that pushes particles away, and the other one that pushes the particles towards the axis of the light beam. Yeah, this is kind of doing my head in, too. Yeah, okay. Basically, they're saying it's going to act like a mirror, just much lighter and, I don't know, a lot more 70-ish. Right now, though, they're only testing this thing. Scientists are still tinkering with the idea right here on Earth, but the orbiting rainbows one day could actually be glittering right above us. Only thing I got to tell NASA, don't forget the Elmer's glue. It's going to come in very handy. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. Now, don't forget, oh yeah, tonight it is the big show. That's 8 p.m. UK time, 3 p.m. Eastern U.S. time, 12 Pacific U.S. time. And again, that's 7 UTC if you really wanted to know. Good old show coming your way tonight. Jeff Gamet's going to be there. Kelly Gumott's going to be there. Doc Rockin', yeah, is going to be there. Alan Houseshell is going to be there. So many more. Of course, Ewan Rankin at the helm. Come join him tonight. That is the big show, 8 p.m. UK time, right here on the British Tech Network. As for the new show, that wraps up your Thursday edition, but don't worry. Oh, yeah, we're going to be back tomorrow to get you caught up on the next 24 hours that's going to happen in the best of tech news. But until your Friday edition, oh, yeah, Friday is coming. Just keep thinking about it. Have a great Thursday, and thank you so much for listening.